Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Good morning. Joining us now is Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia, and a regular here right on Mornings on the Mall. Joe, good morning. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
I want to talk about one of your favorite things ever, the Mueller investigation. And we're now hearing that they're investigating ties to George Nader, who goes back to the Clinton administration and ties to our government. He was a back-channel negotiator with Syria then. It looks now like they're gone from Russian collusion and influence in the Trump campaign to Emirati collusion and influence in the Trump campaign. Not necessarily collusion, but influence.
Yeah, well, this is what happens with special counsels when they're not reined in properly. Because Mueller is investigating this now, it is obvious that he got permission to do so from Rod Rosenstein, who supervises him and gives him authority to expand his investigation. So this is another Rosenstein special. It is an abomination. It is outrageous. And this never should have been started. There is no basis in law for the appointment of a special counsel. And this is what happens when you have a deputy attorney general who's afraid of his shadow and wants to pass the buck.
You know, since last we talked, Joe, there was a lot of developments that involved both Rod Rosenstein, Jeff Sessions, and the President of the United States. The President tweeting last week about how upset he was at Jeff Sessions for referring investigations into surveillance abuses to the Department of Justice's Inspector General. That night, Jeff Sessions spotted having dinner with Rod Rosenstein, and we've been reporting supposedly that the President was upset about the images there. What did you make of that whole back and forth?
Well, the President is correct. It's okay for the inspector general, who's very good at what he does, to do the first part of this. In other words, he can investigate the FISA thing. But remember, he can only question people who are current employees of the Department of Justice and the FBI. He can't question anybody from the Department of State, CIA, NSA. He has no subpoena power. He cannot conduct a grand jury. He cannot conduct a prosecution. So eventually, if you want to get the full truth and get everybody under oath who was involved in the criminality, you have to have a federal grand jury. So the President is absolutely correct, and all this nattering at him is outrageous. He's absolutely right. There has to be either a DOJ lawyer and grand jury or a special counsel in a grand jury. If you don't have a grand jury, you don't get Brennan under oath, you don't get Clapper under oath, you don't get anybody under oath. So bottom line is the President's right, and it's okay for Sessions to give it to the IG initially, but then there has to be a federal grand jury.
You know, it seemed to me, that's an interesting way to put it, because, you know, it seemed to me last week that the initial reaction was that the President of the United States, I mean, in part because he accused him of being an Obama appointee, does not trust the Inspector General at the Justice Department to be useful in this investigation.
He trusts him. He just wants a grand jury, and he's absolutely right, because you can't interview any of these people if they're not DOJ employees. I mean, it's ludicrous. You can't look into FISA without a grand jury. All these people who say let the IG do it don't know what the hell they're talking about.
So in Jeff Sessions' case, did his recusal cover all of this? I mean, he's staying out
of the hell knows. You know, this is what's so stupid about this. This is where people are right. You know, if he was going to recuse himself, he should have reconsidered whether or not he should take the job. But he took the job. We are where we are. He's
right.
A decent guy. We all love him. And now you have Rod Rosenstein running the show, who's afraid of his own shadow. Because
you know,
he wants to be a judge eventually. You know what? The President doesn't have to fire Rosenstein. Put him on the Third Circuit or the Fourth Circuit. That's how you get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Gowdy was on with Maria Bartiromo this past weekend, and he was calling
Hamlet,
for a special...
Hamlet. Gowdy the Hamlet. What a fruitcake.
So do I dare ask you about his call for a special counsel to look into the FISA abuses?
Look, Trey Gowdy's all over the place. He's leaving Congress because he doesn't know what he wants to be when he grows up. Nice guy, love him. He's just a little too expository now about all his ifs, whens, and whys. Special counsel's fine with me. As I said, all of this boils down to a simple legal fact. The inspector general cannot force people who are not employees of the Department of Justice to talk to him. Mm-hmm. That means you don't get Brennan, you don't get Clapper, you don't get Susan Rice, you don't get Ben Rhodes. He can't talk to them. You need a grand jury. The president's right. You know, and so whatever Trey thinks is fine. I mean, you know, he's almost irrelevant at this point.
Yeah, but it looks like the pace of this at this moment, unless Congress decides to act in such a way that it appoints its own special counsel, which I don't think is going to happen. Right.
They Congress can't appoint a special counsel.
Well, they wouldn't try that again, right? This is what they did in the 90s.
Did what?
Didn't they appoint a special counsel in the Clinton matter in the 90s?
No, Congress doesn't do that. That's done either by the attorney general or you know, then there was a court, but it required a request from an attorney general.
Okay. So we won't see that. And the attorney general, meanwhile, Jeff Sessions, has sent it to the inspector general, and we have to wait for probably that before we see a second special counsel.
Yeah, but here's the problem. We're running out of time.
Right.
If the Republicans lose control of Congress, the only place this is ever going to get looked at is in the Department of Justice or a special counsel on FISA. And by the way, everybody has to remember, there's a court ruling in April of 2017 that says there were violations of the law by DOJ, FBI, NSA, and private contractors. I'm not quite sure what people don't get.
Let me move on real quick. I know this weekend you have been a longtime attendee at the Gridiron Dinner. Did you make it to this one?
I'm a member of the Gridiron. I sang and performed this weekend, and the president attended. He did a fabulous job. The president was great. He shocked the Liberati in attendance by telling some great jokes and being self-deprecatory. I mean, he did a great job of taking himself on.
How did the press handle him this weekend?
Well, they were, they hate him and they love him. They want him there because they want to be able to talk about him and sometimes make fun of him. If he doesn't show up, they whine about him not coming. So he called their bluff. He showed up. He did a great job. It was the most Secret Service I have ever seen at a Gridiron Dinner because we had the vice president, almost the entire cabinet. It was spectacular. I mean, it was just spectacular. He was great, and it was interesting. I mean, just a great night, and he did himself a lot of good.
We had noted, Vince did, that since he kind of, you know, was a little self-deprecating about his bald spot at CPAC and how he tries to cover it up, we're starting to see more of that from him. Are we going to start to see that side of the president come out more because he got a great reception with it?
Well, he's really gaining tremendous confidence in himself as president. He's becoming adept at his role as president of the United States. It's really funny. My wife, Victoria, was sitting just in front of the president, and he leaned over and chatted with her for a while. And sitting next to her was a Secret Service agent. By the way, they always do that. They flood the room with Secret Service agents. And his name on his little place card was Sergeant Friday. And so the president chatted with Victoria. They had a good time. I must say, I think the president is in a zone. He's in a zone, and it's a good one.
All right.
Good. Well, would you like to sing us off, Joe?
I'll do my Groucho Marx imitation, which I did last night, but not today.
All right. We'll save it up.
We will anxiously await that. Joe DeGeneva, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Bye-bye.
7:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.